Translation and purport by His Divine Guest, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The personality of Godhead Ramachandra, being aggrieved for his distant intimate friend Sita, glanced over the city of the enemy Ravana with red hot eyes like those of horror, who wanted to burn the kingdom of heaven. The great ocean, trembling in fear, gave him his way because its family members, the aquatics like the sharks, snakes and crocodiles, were being burned by the heat of an angry red hot eyes of the Lord. Purport. The personality of Godhead has every sentiment of the sentient being, like all other living beings, because He is the chief and original living entities, the supreme source of all other living beings. He is the Nitya, or the chief eternal amongst the all other eternals. He is the chief one, and all chief eternal amongst all other animals, and all other are the dependent many. The many eternals are supported by the one eternal, and thus both the eternals and both the eternals and qualitatively one. Due to such eternal oneness, both the eternals and constitutionally have a complete range of sentiments. But the difference is that the sentiments of the chief eternal are different in the quantity from the sentiments of the different eternals. When Ramachandra was angry and showed his red hot eyes, the whole ocean became heated with that energy, so much so that the aquatics within the great ocean felt the heat, and the personified ocean trembled in fear and offered the Lord an easy path of the reach the enemy's city. The impersonalists will see havoc in this red-hot sentiments of the Lord because they want to see negation of perfection. Because the Lord is absolute, the impersonalists imagine that in the absolute is absolute the sentiment of anger, which resembles mundane sentiments, must be conspicuous by absence. Due to poor font of knowledge, they do not realize that the sentiment of the Absolute Person is transcendental to all mundane concepts of quality and quantity. Had Lord Ramachandra's sentiment been of mundane origin, how could it disturb the whole ocean and its inhabitants? Can any mundane red-hot eye regret heat in the ocean, great ocean? These are the factors to be distinguished the terms of personal and impersonal conceptions of the Absolute Truth. It is said that in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Absolute Truth is the source of everything. So Absolute Person cannot be devoid of the sentiments that are reflected in the temporary mundane world. Rather, the different sentiments found in the Absolute, either in anger or in mercy, have a same qualitative influence. Or in other words, there is no mundane difference of value because the sentiments are all on the absolute plan. Such sentiments are definitely not absent in the absolute. Is the impersonalist think making their mundane estimation of the transcendental world? Jasma adadu dadhiru bhayanga bepo margam sapadya ripuram harabat didhakso dure suhit matita rasasu susana drishtva tatapya mano makarat ganakra chakraha. So this chapter, Sukhdev Goswami explains all the incarnations about their activities. Srimad Bhagavatam explains all the bhavas of every incarnations. This is Ramchandra's bhava. He got angry mood to ask the ocean, please give the way to reach the city of the Sri Lanka. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Je jatha amang prapadam te stam stataiva bhajamaham. According to our surrender, Lord rewarding. So, bhava, we have to read shastras, then you can get all the incarnations and Lord's separate bhavas. And according to bhavas, we have to reciprocate and offer our puja and everything to Lord accordingly. So, that's why we have to read the shastras. We can see every religion, they have a guidebook. Manual guidebook of religious book. So every religion, that people, they are following their holy shastras. Like Islam, they are following their Quran. And Christian, they are following the Bible. But we see in Sanatana Dharma or Hindu, they are not studying so much in shastras. They say, in Bhagavad Gita, first verse, Dharma Khetre, if you want to follow Dharma, you have to study Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Satre, Dharma, what is there? So, in whole Bhagavad Gita, you can see Lord personally express his mood. He said, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pavartate. So I am the origin of everything, material and spiritual, everything. Iti matta bhajantamang. You have to know that I am everything. I am the source of everything. Then you can worship. Otherwise, emotionally you cannot do. That's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned in his whole purport. So Lord is a person. The impersonalism, they are not accept Lord as a person. Just like our Damodar Vrata. Whatever past times we are reading from Bhagavatam, Damodar Lila, the whole past times the purport is that Lord is Purusha, Lord is person. Lord is a person. He can reciprocate according to our surrender, according to our bhava. So, Lord has personal bhava, sentiment, and Prabhupada also has some bhava. He is going to establish Lord is person. Every purport in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, The Lord is person, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita said, Vigraha Nahatmi Sakshat Brajendra Nandan. Although Lord came as a deity bhav, Archa Vigraha, but he is not only Vigraha, he is Sakshat Brajendra Nandan. He is Lord Himself. Lord Himself. That's why Lord says, Buddha Bhava Samanita, you have to read Shastras. Prabhupada gave us three Shastras, Gita, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Bhagavad Gita, 700 verses, right? 700 verses. So Lord came to establish Dharma. When Lord came as an incarnation, he has three duties. Paritrana sadhanam vinasaya sadhuskritam dharma sangstapanarthaya. So establish the religious principle and protect the devotees and kill asuras, miscreants. And end of the Bhagavad Gita instruction, Lord says, sarva dharman parityajo. No need to do any dharmas. Why? Just surrender unto me. Because in our Sanatana Dharma, many people are doing dharma. Karmakandi dharma, so many dharmas. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, this is all abandon, all the varieties of religion or dharma. You just surrender unto me. That's why we have to read first Bhagavad Gita. We come to know the mood of Lord. Lord says, demigod is not God. I am only God. Mam ekam saranang bhaja. And after completing Bhagavad Gita, then come to Bhagavatam. What is the first verse of Bhagavatam? What is the beginning of verse, the first verse in Bhagavatam? Everybody knows. Which verse? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. You know, this first verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Some lecturers are saying that verse indicate this is the admission test verse to admit to read Bhagavatam. Just like in our mundane education, after you complete fourth class, then you are bringing your children to admit fifth class. There is an admission test. Is there an admission test or no? In India, I have seen the admission test. That's how you completed Bhagavad Gita. They're taking admission test. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva means I offer my respectable to Lord Vasudev, who is son of Vasudev, not other than. So you are ready to accept Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yes or no? Yes or no? Yes. Then you go to enter reading Bhagavatam. This is Bhagavatam. Who is Vasudev? Janma dasa jato anyat. He is everything. He is source of everything. So this is Bhagavatam. That's why, first of all, you have to read Bhagavad Gita nicely. That's why Shastra says, Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. Read only one Shastra. What Shastra? Devaki Putra Gitam. This is Bhagavad Gita. There is many Gitas. Devi Gitas, Chandi Gitas, so many Gitas. In India we have seen Guru Gita also. Some Sampradaya, that Guru instructed, you cannot read Bhagavad Gita because you fool, you cannot understand. Whatever I am saying, this is the Guru Gita, you can follow that. That's why Vyasadev says, Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. You can read only one Shastra. What is that? Devaki Putra Gita. No other than Gita. Only Bhagavad Gita you can read. Then after reading Bhagavad Gita, what knowledge you will get, you will receive? Eko Deva Devaki Putra Gita. Eva. Only one God. One worshipable God is Vasudev. Vasudev Putra Vasudev. And what is the mantra to worship Lord Vasudev? There is one mantra. Eka mantra. That slog is Bhagavad Gita Mahato. You can see Prabhupada mentioned that slog. Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eka Deva Devaki Putra Eva. Eka mantra. So there is one mantra to worship Lord Vasudev. Which mantra? Nama. Hari Nama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And last line, it is called Karma Api Ekam Tascha Devasa Seva. We have also one duty, to serve Lord Vasudev. There is a clear, there is a one God only. That's why Prabhupada again and again. I have seen Prabhupada lecture, maximum Prabhupada gave lecture on Bhagavad Gita. First of all, we have to establish Bhagavad Gita. So after reading Bhagavad Gita, we come to know Krishna is Bhagavan. Demigod is not Bhagavan, and human being is not Bhagavan. Then we start Bhagavatam. How many verses in Bhagavatam? 18,000, right? You already come to know Krishna is Bhagavan. So why should read, go through so many austere to read Srimad Bhagavatam 18,000 slokas? Why? What subject matter in Bhagavatam? What? Yes.
Because it's a joy, Prabhu, in my humble opinion.
It's joy. Yeah. So Bhagavatam says, Bhagavatam explains all the incarnations and Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narsingadev, we are reading Ramachandra also. All the incarnations. After explaining all the incarnations, then conclude verse, Suta Goswami says, Ete jangsa kalapangsa kishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. Also, Lord Ramchandra also not Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan only Krishna's. And all the incarnations are plenary portion. Portion of plenary portions. Krishna is Bhagavan. If you not study Srimad Bhagavatam, then you can accept all the incarnation as the Swayam Bhagavan. All human being as the Swayam Bhagavan. In India, so many Bhagavan. Prabhupada said, India is the factory of Bhagavan. So many Bhagavan is producing. That's why read Bhagavatam. And every incarnation, there is a separate mood, separate duties. Everything you can explain there. And after that, Krishna is Bhagavan, but Krishna also three phases. Krishna, three levels. Dwaraka Krishna and Mathura Krishna and Vrindavan Krishna. We are worshipping which Krishna? Bhajendra Nandan Krishna, Braja Krishna. That's why Radharani is here. Aradha Bhagavan, Braja Satatanayam. Braja Bhagavan. The three levels are there. So some people can ask, There is so many difficulty in dharma shastras, so many philosophy. We don't care, we just worship any god. But you have to study through. Just like in material education in India, up to 10th class, we can study all the subject. Science, geography, history, languages, study. After 10th class, it's divided. Three sections, science, arts, commerce. Then you can select one, science. 2 years you can study science, 11, 12, then after that we have to select so many division. Engineering, medical. Like that, we don't know, we worship all demigods, lords, havoc. But after studying Shastra, we have to know, you know, demigod is not Bhagavan, human being is not Bhagavan, Krishna only Bhagavan. Then again, finding, you know, which Krishna? Braja Krishna or Dwaraka Krishna or Mathura Krishna? This Braja Krishna. Dwaraka Krishna is Purna. And Mathura Krishna is Purnatara. And Vrindavan Krishna is Purnatama. This is the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. That end of the Bhagavatam, there is the verse, essence of Bhagavatam. This verse, last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, do you know anybody? Last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nama Sankirtanam Jasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. Essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam is Nam Sankirtan. Do Harinam. Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. The essence of Bhagavatam, Harinam, Nama Sankirtanam Jasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam, Panama Dukkha Samanam, Tang Namami Harim Param. Just do Harinam and do Pranam to Lord Krishna. So that is the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then starts Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is the first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita? Bande Guru Nisa Bhakta Nisa Isam Avatarakan Tat Prakasangsa Tat Sakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangakam. Kaviraj Goswami paying obeisances that Harinam I have received from my Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru and Panchatattva. I am paying obeisances. I am begging the mercy of Guru and Panchatattva, then I am going to write. That is the connection of Shastras, Gita, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So after reading Bhagavad Gita, we come to know Krishna is Bhagavan. After reading Bhagavatam, what knowledge we received? No, no. Vrindavan Krishna is the superior, right? We already come to know. Then again, we have to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. How many verses are there? 100,000 only. 1 lakh. Not much. 100,000 verses is there. So again, you have to study Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why? What subject matter is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Now, what bhava? We should devote is bhava is there. Five bhava is there. Santar, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsala, and Madhura. Five kinds of bhavas. So which bhava is the superior? Aradha Bhagavan Vajasata Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. Then Kachit Upasana Vajavadhu Vargana Jakalpita. Upasana means worship. Superior worship. What is that? Ramya. The gopi. Gopi. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended the worship which was intended by the gopis to worship Lord Radha Krishna. Gopi Bhava. There is a Santa Bhava. Santa like a Vrindavan trees, cows. They are the Santa Bhavas. They are worshipping Lord. Dasya. So many Dasya is there. Dasya, Chitrak, Patrak, Dasya. And Sakha, Sidam, Sudam, Dam, Basudam, Arjunas, and Vatsala, Mother Jasoda, the Vatsala Mahima. And Madhura. Madhura Bhava is gopis. Gopis mode to worship Krishna's. So what is the bhava of his gopis? That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bought to distribute us, taught us to which bhava we have to worship Lord Krishna. There is a story in Purana. Once Narada Muni went to Golok Vrindavan and see Lord Krishna. But Narada Muni, he came to very proud, you know, because I am the greater devotees of the Lord, because I am traveling wherever I want. I am traveling this planet and then Sargoloko, Kailas Loko, Vaikuntha Loko and Golok Vrindavan also. I have no restriction. I have no need any visas. I am going anywhere. I am great devotees of Lord. Then Krishna thinking that devotees, that mode, I am the greater devotee than everybody. This is not good. Devotee is always humble mode. I am the das of das, dasanu das. So when Narada came to meet Lord Krishna made one drama. He had great fever and headache. Narada Muni came and Narada Muni said, "Oh Lord, what happened to you?" Lord said, "I have big headache. So you have to bring medicine for me, for my fever." The Narada said, "Okay, you can prescribe me which medicine you want. You are the patient, you are also doctor. You can prescribe me which medicine you want." Then Lord says, "I need the dust of the pure devotees, the devotees who love me much. I need the dust of the pure devotees." So then Narada said, "Prabhu, this medicine is not available in the market. Who is going to ready to give his lotus, his dust to you?" The Lord says, "Please go and search. Please go. Why you are talking here? I am feeling so much severe headache. You should go and search." Then Narada went to first Brahma Loka. Met Brahma. Brahma was so happy. Then Brahma asked Narada, "Oh Narada, you came from Golok Vrindavan. Please tell me, what Lord is doing now?" Narada says, "Oh my dear father, what can I say that? Very severe headache he is feeling." Then Brahma said, "What happened? So whatsoever I can do for him?" Then Narada said, "Yes, that's why I came here. Please give me your lotus feet dust, Lord asking. So that dust, if Lord put in on forehead, the severe pain relief." And then Brahma came as an angry mode. "What nonsense talking are you?" So then Narada was laughing, you know. Why he is laughing? He was thinking, "I know that medicine I could not get anywhere." So he proceeded to Kailas, met Lord Shiva. Shiva was so happy. Shiva is always eager to listen some pastimes of Lord. He is always eager to listen pastimes. Also eager to discourse also pastimes. He is Kathakar, he is also good listener. Both. O Narada, you can express some Leela. Please sit down. You can express some Leela because you are coming from Golok Vrindavan. So then Narada says, what can I say to you? Lord is in hospital now. He is severe pain. So what happened? What seva he was asking from me? Narada says, yes. Lord asking from your food dust, please give me. That is the medicine for relief, the Lord's pain. Then Shiva is Asutos, you know, Asutos. He's easily satisfied, easily came to angry mode. He caught hold their tenant, Trishula, and going to kill Narada. What nonsense you are talking. My dust going to give forehead to Lord Krishna's? Then Narada ran away to go to Sargalok to meet Indra. Then come back. O Narada, did you bring medicine? No. Why? It is not available in market. Which markets are being travelled? So all the big market, London, America, or Delhi. So all the big market I completed. Then Krishna says, you know, some medicine could not available in big market. Maybe that is available in village shop also. Is it right? Some specific medicine, maybe in market out, but you can get it medicine in village, some small shop, you can get it. So please go to Vrindavan, go to village. You may get that medicine. Narada said, oh Lord, so why are you sending here and there? I know that medicine not available anywhere. Then again and again, Lord is pushing to go to Vrindavan and search this medicine. And then Narada flew and landed to Vrindavan Dham. As soon as he landed, all the Vrindavan inhabitants or Vrindavan Vasis, Brajavasis, they came to gather. Basically, gopis are gathered. And gopis receives Narada Muni. So warm welcome. They give warm welcome. So hospitality, they worship Narada. And they folded, with folded head, they very, very surrender mood. They're asking, oh Narada, please discuss some leelas, Lord Krishna's. Because we are waiting to listen some kathas. Then Narada expressed, what can I say? Your Lord is in hospital, not hospital, he is in ICU. So what happened? He is. He has severe headache. So as soon as they heard Lord's headache, they are feeling their headache. They are starting feeling their headache. And then gopis are asking, O Narada, please tell me what seva we can do for him. Narada says, I came to, Lord sent to you, send me to you, collect your food dust. Lord is asking that. And that dust, if he put it on forehead, he'll become relief. Then 1, 2, 3 gopis, they're ready to collect all the food dust. And they're asking, please give me food dust. They collect food dust and pick up one putla, then give him. Narada, oh Narada, go run, go quickly to Golok Vrindavan. And Narad is saying, oh, that medicine is available here. Wow. Huh? Oh, village girl, what are you doing now? Now, you just said to collect the food dust and give to me. That I did. Do you know your food dust, if Krishna's taken in on forehead, what happened to you? What happened to us? You have to go to hell. Oh, hell, okay. But Krishna is relieved or not? Krishna is relieved. So then, if Krishna is relieved, then we can go to hell, no problem. That is the bhava. We are thinking, we are doing bhajan, we will get some happiness. But gopi bhava is happiness to who? We make happy Krishna. That is the mode of gopis. That mode described in whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have to know that. There are the three shastras, Gita, Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's why Acharya said, Jodi Gauro na hoito, tabe ki hoito kemane dharitam de. If Gauranga Mahaprabhu not comes, so what we come to know, that gopi bhava, Radharani's bhava, that is the thing described in Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada, you can see, Prabhupada met purport, Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita after that Bhagavatam, you know. Because we have to know Gaura Bhava, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, what mood he has, what he bought to give us, that Bhava, you have to know that. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, again and again, Mahaprabhu instructed us, Bolo Krishna, Bhojo Krishna, Koro Krishna Sika. Bolo Krishna means just chant Harinam, Bolo Krishna. Bhojo Krishna means worship Krishna. And Koro Krishna Sika means you have to study Shastras, Gita and Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. You have to study. This is the... And Prabhupada said, so my disciples should study Shastras every day, at least minimum 2 hours a day. You know, 2 hours a day. So you have to study Prabhupada's Shastras, Prabhupada's books, and we have to our duty also, not only studying, our duty also distribute. Srila Jananivas Prabhu said, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did tapasya to doing Harinam. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I am doing Harinam to purify all the world. What is the Prabhupada tapasya? Prabhupada tapasya was that he gave up his sleeping, just write books. What is our tapasya? He read books and distribute his books. That is our duty. So we will enjoy to study, after study Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so we'll distribute. Srila Jayapata Goswami Maharaj said, how much happy we are getting by doing bhakti yoga, that is not matter. You also make others happy to distribute the knowledge of Srila Prabhupada books. So I'll complete here. Time is up. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.